Hello, my friends, and welcome to the True Religion radio program. This is Paul Drockton, your host. And the question of today is, who is Jesus Christ? Why do we worship him? Why do we love him? Why do we talk about him? Why do we read about him? Why do we study him, right? Why do we worship him? The Bible says that this is eternal life, to know Jesus Christ, right? And the Father who sent him. So clearly, we cannot be saved in ignorance. We really need to know who he is. And remember, he also said, the Savior said, "Depart from me, I never knew you." Why? Because they never knew him. So it's critical for us to learn who Jesus is. And the best way to do that, as I've stated before, is to study the scriptures and pray. Pray for understanding. Don't stop simply because you hit a part that you don't understand. Pray for understanding. Research it the best you can. I'll do my best to help, but trust me when I tell you, there's so much amazing truth. It literally is amazing. I don't know what else to say. So first of all, let's talk about what John said. John said, "In the beginning was the Word." In the beginning. That's a critical statement. In the beginning was the Word. Now in the Greek, it was, which is where our Bible came from, by the way. In the beginning was Logos. Logos. And Logos was with God, and Logos was God. Interesting statement. In other words, stating that Jesus Christ, in the beginning, was Logos. What's Logos? Logos is pure intelligence. No matter. It's just pure intelligence. So in the beginning, the greatest intelligence of all was Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ, of course, gathered all the other intelligences around him. And basically, they looked and they decided that they wanted to progress, and therefore, they needed to add matter to their intelligence. They had to become material beings, and as a result, they were born in the Spirit. And Paul tells us the Father of our spirits is God the Father. So the God the Father is also the Father of Jesus Christ. So if Jesus Christ was intelligence, he also progressed to become spirit. And then he had to go into mortality to receive an even more material body. See, a spiritual body is fine matter. A mortal body is, how shall I say this, more condensed matter. And you need to think in terms of communication, right? Think of your matter, right, as a way for you to communicate and also to experience what's around you, to experience happiness, to experience sadness, to experience joy, to experience the full range of emotion. An intelligence can't feel emotion because there's no matter. They can think, and that's what Logos means. That's what pure intelligence is. It's the ability to think. So Jesus Christ progressed, just like we did, in the Spirit. Into a spirit, brought into the world of spirits by God the Father, brought into the Father's presence, right? And then he basically came to earth and received a mortal body. Now, a critical point here is this. When Jesus Christ died, if he went back to just being a spirit, never, ever, ever to have a more physical body, then it would be damnation. For him and for everybody else. Why? Because it's the physical body that increases our joy and our happiness, gives us a fullness of joy and happiness, gives us an ability, really, to feel the entire universe. And so, feelings are critical, and they can only come with matter. So Jesus Christ, we know, was resurrected from the dead. So he died. He lay in the tomb for 3 days. His body did. His spirit, of course, went to the world of spirits where he taught his gospel to the dead. And he was resurrected. What does that mean? Well, to be resurrected means he received a permanent body, a more permanent body, a body that can no more become corrupted, a body free from sin, free from the curse of the fall, a glorified body. And thus, he became like his Father. Another critical point. Now, how do we know Jesus Christ has a physical body? Well, it's all throughout the New Testament. Luke gives a testimony of the appearance of Jesus Christ to the disciples, where the Savior said to them, touch me, right? Feel the holes in my, or the wounds in my hands, right? And see for yourself, for spirit hath not flesh and bones, as ye see me have. So the mortal body is made of flesh and blood and bone. The eternal body, the resurrected body, is made of flesh and bone. So, which is a big difference. Now, Paul was asked, in what body are we resurrected? And he states that the seed that's planted is the seed that grows. And in other words, all of us will be resurrected according to the amount of truth that we accept, according to the amount of truth that we accept about Jesus Christ. So your resurrection depends on you having a knowledge of who He is. And the more knowledge that you have, the greater your resurrection will be. Now, Paul explains that there is a telestial resurrection. There is an individual that when they are brought forth from the grave will receive a telestial body, which is likened unto the stars in the heavens. Look up in the stars. That is the glory of a telestial body. Those individuals that receive greater light than those in the telestial level will receive a terrestrial body, which is likened unto the glory of the moon. This is Paul talking. You can read this right there in your Bible. And basically, if you look up in the sky at night and you see the moon compared to the glory of the stars, you can see much, much, much brighter, right? However, for those individuals who truly, truly know Jesus Christ and have set their mind and committed their lives to not just learning about Him, but becoming like Him, those individuals are going to end up with a celestial body. And Paul explains, look up in the sky and you see the sun. That's a celestial resurrection. Now, your glory in the next life determines on your ability to accept truth in this life and to apply it in your life. Now, don't get discouraged, because the other thing Paul taught is it's by grace we are saved after all we can do. For all men sin and fall short of the glory of God. So God gives us grace so that we continue to have time to progress. God gives us grace and protects us so that we can continue to get up every morning and to grow and to learn and to understand. And in the end, if we humble ourselves before Him and we recognize that great light that He truly is, the perfect light, all knowledge, all wisdom, all glory, all power, that's who He is, then His power is sufficient for us. His grace is sufficient for us to get us through and to help us so that we can do the best in this life. We can learn the most in this life. And remember what the scriptures also say. He whom the Lord loveth, He chasteneth much. Why? Because the question is, how much do you want it? How bad do you want that celestial resurrection? How bad do you want to become like Christ? To literally share in His kingdom and His glory. Well, there's a high price to pay, and that the price is everything. The Savior taught that the kingdom of God, the celestial glory, is likened unto a pearl of great price, which when a man found it in a field, he went and sold all that he could to buy it, everything he had so he could buy it. That, my friends, is the price. And we'll talk about that more in our next podcast. For now, God bless, my friends, and have a great day.